Queer.
It is Queer.
Watch it was at FM 102.1.
James Lees, can you remember what you were doing at 12 years old?
Yes, at 12 years old I was buying albums by Cyndi Lauper and Culture Club.
Excellent. Brett Harris, what were you doing at 12 years old?
Oh, I don't remember what I was doing yesterday, Blair.
Thank you. And Liz Cindershaw, at 12, you must have been creating art at the age of 12, surely.
I was listening to Kiss and Kate Bush. I know.
You're an early adopter.
I know.
Kate Bush.
Yeah.
Our last song tonight is from the brand new live, which I reviewed for the new releases show. So go and listen on demand, folks. Go to the program guide, go to new releases show, click on listen back to the show. At about the 20-minute mark into the show is my review of Kate Bush's Before the Dawn. I am in love with it. You wait till you see
what
the
track
review.
Did you play?
Chris Copcroft chose The Morning Fog for the new releases show. Yeah. I've chosen a different track at the end of our show tonight.
It's pretty lovely, isn't
Something
it?
Something about running up a hill.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's the one that will actually fit the time that we have left at the end of the show. You're here to talk about Wonderland Festival, which is on at Powers, but Transformer, which is the Lou Reed, seminal Lou Reed album,
1972,
isn't it?
Yeah,
72. His second solo album after leaving Velvet Underground.
That's correct. Yeah.
And it's the one that has Walk on the Wild Side and Perfect Day.
Yes.
And it goes on and on and on. Were you invited to bring it back to Wonderland, or do you think that Transformer as an art piece fits Wonderland Festival?
I think it fits Wonderland Festival, and I cooked the Transformer idea up quite a few years ago, and then Alison St. Ledger, with her Queensland Cabaret Festival director hat on, invited me to present it for the Queensland Cabaret Festival last year, which we did, and we did two sold-out shows at QPAC, which was lots of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we, in fact, had so much fun that we thought, well, why don't we do it again?
A little bit like you did earlier this year during Melt Festival and had Bowie's...
With Ziggy.
The Ziggy Stardust show again.
Mm.
How many of the collective that's Electric Moon, which puts these great album extravaganzas on, is coming back? Who's in the lineup, James?
It's about half of the same people, I think. So four of the eight singers from Ziggy are in Transformer, plus we've got Sabrina Laurie added onto that as well.
You just dropped that with a clang in the studio. We'll drop Sabrina Laurie's name in.
That's
there.
The sound of my heart.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Awesome. So two of the vocalists are sitting right here in the studio.
Yes.
So Brett Harris.
Blair Martin.
Also known as SS Sebastian, but we'll get to that.
Is that
in
your
moment.
Radio voice?
Hello. Yeah, I'm putting it on.
Why don't you talk to me like that at home?
I try, but you never listen. Mm.
Then people will be really confused about the straight guy and the gay guy that live on Mount Nebo. But
if
anyway.
That's possible.
Felix and Oscar.
You have to bring your bass player around more often. You have to hang around with him more.
Teehee.
Yeah, considering he's now, you know, aging beautifully.
Aging.
Oh, dear.
He's, you know. Anyway, let's move off from all that. Brett.
Oh, hello.
Which one are you singing? What's your... You've got a lead.
I've got a couple.
Which are the two that you're doing?
Am I allowed to say?
Yeah. We're very transparent now.
Very, very, very lucky to say that I'm doing A Perfect Day, which is one of my absolute favourite songs, not just of Lou Reed, but ever. And I'm also doing Goodnight Ladies, which gets to explore my drunken and lecherous side a little bit more.
It's your drunken finale, isn't it?
Oh, it's the big one.
Yeah. I don't know how you got cast on that one.
Who can say?
Exactly. Delving into Lou Reed's lyrics, is there, as an actor, you get a script, you look at it, and if you've done it a couple of times, you always try and find new interpretations for it. Is there a similar role as a singer, and you're a singer-songwriter yourself, at being able to find another way of finding what Lou Reed wrote and then sung that song about. As you said, you know, it's like it's a drunken sort of hurrah for life. But is there another way of interpreting it?
Well, I'm not so sure on Goodnight Ladies. I know with A Perfect Day, it's the meaning behind that has been argued for eons, whether it's about you know, love affair or whether it's about heroin. And so when...
Kind of works either way.
It does kind of work either way, and I think that's the beauty of it. Personally, when I'm connecting with that song, I'm not a user, so I can't connect with that side of it. I'm looking at it from what did that song mean to me, and how do those lyrics resonate to me, in the same manner that clearly they resonated to him.
I want to bring Lucinda in here because her interpretation of song, both the song she writes for Silver Circus, but also the songs that you've interpreted over a number of years from various singer-songwriters in a lot of genres, there has to then be the other part, which is the connection to the audience and how are they interpreting it. Do you get a vibe back from the audience that I'm looking at, like almost like a recipe of a whole mix of things coming in that you're on stage, that you're working to interpret that lyric to the audience?
Yes, I think I can respond to that. I'm not sure if it was Grotowski in Towards a Poor Theatre or a text of that sort. The quote was, "The essence of theatre is encounter." And the discussion was about between writer and performer, and then between performer and audience, and that the performer created a conduit between the writer and the audience. So for me, the performer is a servant to both the original writer and to the audience and to whatever higher powers that they're channeling to make sense of it. And I realise that's a somewhat academic response, but that is the process that I go through, is that I go to the meaning of the song and go to whatever has happened in my world that I can make it true. And as I can make it true, then I can offer it to. I don't mind whether I'm singing to one person or 1,000 people. It's 1,000 intimate relationships.
And what are the songs that you will be interpreting next Wednesday
night?
Well,
I'm doing the very bizarre Andy's Chest.
Yes.
Which is very cool for me because I can play with a kind of a croony kind of smooth R&B-ish sort of version of it. And I get to do Satellite of Love.
Yeah.
And I also have a special one up my sleeve.
Which we won't mention
away
right
in
now.
Just in case.
We're with James Lees, Lucinda Shaw and Brett Harris from the Electric Moon Collective. You've been listening to two Lou Reeds for Satellite of Love with this fantastic percussion-y thingy that you were doing. Can you do it without the song?
Yes.
Go. 5, 4, 3, 2, go. So the end of Satellite of Love has this hand claps and clicks.
Yes, I can talk while doing
they might clap. Do it.
Oh, very good, very good.
Nice.
And before that, you had Lou Reed's Perfect Day and Transformer album
we
presented
can't do a hand as of Perfect Day. Though.
Yeah, no, you can't do that. No,
but I can play it on my thighs.
It would be wrong.
Yes, correct.
Feel wrong.
Correct, Lucid. It would be very wrong. And Transformer is at Wonderland Festival, Brisbane Powerhouse, next Wednesday night, 7 December. All details on our Facebook and Twitter feed. In the 5 minutes that I've got left with you before you have to run away and keep rehearsing, because obviously you so need to. Hot 100. It's the Hot 100 week, promo week here at Triple Z.
How good is that?
Well, Happy Silver Home. Circus
it's so
in
Carnadine
came out in the middle of this year.
Yeah.
And not one but two songs are in, because that's all we can allow. We allow two songs by each artist to be voted on, and one song goes into the final if it makes the 100. So it's not like another knockoff listener-voted countdown by some other three-letter radio station, which you could have wall-to-wall Arctic Monkeys fluming in the draft. But no, you only get one go in the full one.
That's very good.
So, Silver Circus, Lucinda, we've got
Dust. We've got Dust.
And Dammit, Otter Creek?
We do. So, Yeah, I mean, Dust was, we were really happy to hear that people were responding so well to that. That song's really important to us.
And I did want to, as I said off mic, I did want to rig the countdown to try and get Paper Trees in there because that's my favourite track from Incarnadine. However, I can actually put that in as one of the five songs that are not on the countdown. I could put that in. And if enough other people also wrote Paper Trees in, you know, by Silver Circus, it could get in the countdown.
Thanks for mentioning it.
That's how it can. So if there's a song not in the 1,212 song list and you think, no, that should be in the countdown, and it was released between 1 November 2015 and 31 October 2016, got at least one play on Triple Z, write in campaign.
Game on.
Paper trees.
No. Don't go there. No, don't
I like
go there.
Where you went with that.
Thank you. Brett Harris, SS Sebastian.
Yes.
Talk about number one with a bullet. I mean, you've got Nightmare of 1984.
Yes, I had a bad dream that year.
You must have been, at kindergarten or something?
I was three. I was a very precocious three-year-old.
It's an awesome song with an awesome video.
Thank you.
Which we're so happy to play, and I know a lot of people are playing it on Triple Z, so it's up for voting.
Yes,
I would love to see you and Silver Circus both in there because you are a part of Silver Circus as well. But this is your, you know, this is your chance to break out.
Well, I did do a backing vocal on Nightmare at 1984. Does that count?
Oh, that's right. All right. Yeah. Fine. Okay. Yeah, well, this is sharing the love.
Yeah, she is in SS Sebastian.
That's true. I mean.
We all have T-shirts now that say everyone's in the band. So there are no lines anymore. If you turn up, you're in the band.
Boundaries.
It's a very Brisbane thing. I mean, of course, if you're Jeremy Neal, you're in half of Brisbane's bands. Anyway,
I'm not sure Jeremy knows, but he's in SS Sebastian.
He's in Silver Circus, but he just never turns up to rehearsal, so we might have to kick him out.
Yeah, you know, that's it. So... Brett, telling people to vote for Nightmare
Fred. Yeah. I'm very pleased that it got played and that it's nominated or, you know, on the list. I was shocked. I'm very, very happy.
Well, it got played at least five times.
That's more than I've played it.
No, that's an and absolute lie. Lucinda, people are going to make the choice between Dust and Damn It, Otter Creek. Do you want to, you know, do you have a favourite child?
Yes.
Dust.
Yes.
Yeah, well... Vote, people, vote. Go to Triple Z website. You'll see the tab, the Hot 100s, the brightly coloured one with the crocodile and the cassowary. Thank you, Jade Bullock, for your beautiful graphic design there.